Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Yisro, Tavshin, Pei Aleph, Halinish, Bei Lindishmas, my wife's grandmother, Rachel Perbas, or Moshe, and all the tzaddikim that we lost over the past 24 hours. But as the Shem Yisrach, the Shabbat made male tushah for us and all of Klai Yisro. The first idea comes to us from the Orachayim HaKadosh, Perik Yuches, Pasuk Beis. Ve'ikach Yisro, Choyse, Moshe, Sipora, Ishis Moshe, Acha, Shilucha. The Torah wants to be very specific to us and tell us, by the way, Yisro, the Chosin of Moshe, the final of Moshe, brought Sipora now, and now brings her to Klai Yisro. Says Dorachayim HaKadosh, what is the deeper idea over here that the Torah is telling us that he was the Chosein Moshe, he was the Falun of Moshe? Says Dorachayim HaKadosh, Yisro was the head king. He was the priest of Midian. But he didn't want to go like, he didn't care about that position, that title, and that reference. His title was that he was going to be the Falun of Moshe Rabbeinu. At the end of the day, he couldn't have gotten by Kohen Midian. He was the king of Midian. He was the prince of Midian. The Torah specifically tells us that he didn't care about that title. Aval Pikin, Hishlich Me'achorei Goyes HaKol Yuxim HaSim HaYedev HaLeim Se'yichos V'Torah Shechazim Moshe. His priorities checked out. He realized what's emes and what's not emes. The Kohen Minyan meant nothing to him. The priorities, what he valued in life, was the ability to be the father-in-law. Not the king of the nation, not the president of Minyan, the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I thought, man, that's not such a message on priorities. What are our priorities? Like Rav Yoel Gold said on Behind the Bima, or there Behind the Bima, Rabbi Goldberg's great podcast, Rabbi Maskus, Rabbi Brody. He said, you know, he started traveling a lot before COVID started, and he couldn't be that Rebbe. And he wanted to get his priorities straight, and he couldn't be that Rebbe. He said, he was 99% in. If you're 99% in, you're 100% out, says Rav Yoel Gold. That is someone who has priorities straight. He couldn't be the Rebbe that he wanted to be. He wanted to be 100% in. He couldn't be 100% in. He stopped being that full-time Rebbe. And that's the whole Indian of Yisro right here. Chosein Moshe, the Torah specifically tells us he was a Chosein Moshe, not Kohen Midian, because at the end of the day, he didn't care about that title anymore of being the president of Midian. He was the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, the father of Moshe Emes, the Sarosa Emes. He had his priorities straight. What an incredible lesson. Moving on to idea number two. The second idea comes to us with the Sfas Emes, the second Ger, Rebbe Yutes Beis. So Klai Yisrael travels, by Yisro Merifidim, by Avom, by Bar Sinai. They come to the desert of Sinai. Says Rashi, from Chazal, Ma b'yosan l'midbar Sinai b'tshuva, afnis yosan refidim b'tshuva. Just like they came to Har Sinai in tshuva, so too when they left refidim, they also left b'tshuva. Sfasemus wants to know, what's the deeper idea over here? Says this Sfasemus, an incredible idea. That since when they traveled from refidim, they had the knowledge that they were going, where they are, they're going to Har Sinai. That immediately, then when they had that ways, they had that destination, going from refidim to Har Sinai, they were merely merited to be b'tshuva. And that's exactly what Rashi is trying to tell us here. The same way that they came to Har Sinai with tshuva, they also left their freedom with tshuva. Says the Sfas Emes, and this is in the Likutim, HaRotzon l'hiskar v'el Torah mevi de'li de tshuva. They're on the way to Har Sinai, and because they're on the way to Torah, they're on the way to Ruchnis, they're on the way to the relationship between us and the Rabbono Shem, they were brought to tshuva, they were brought to repentance, they were brought to who they truly are. So we see that Torah led to tshuva, but last week we quoted the beautiful Sefer, Or L'Shamayim, we said, in Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Beis, V'yashuvu v'yachanu v'nei p'yachiros. V'yashuvu, first you got to do tshuva, and then be zochet to be ben choyren. But says the Sfas Emes, and says the Or L'Shamayim, they really go hand in hand. When a person learns Torah, it brings supposed to bring a person to tshuva. And when a person does tshuva, it's supposed to bring a person to Torah. Says Rashi and Al-Chazal, just so they came to Har Sinai with tshuva, they also left to refine with tshuva. Why? Says Sfas Emes, when they're on their way to Har Sinai, when they're on the way to Torah, they were zochet to tshuva. And the same thing is the opposite. The Or L'Shamayim says from the Yashuvu, you want to come to tshuva, v'yachanu l'fanei p'yachiros. You do tshuva, then you'll be zochet to Torah. When a person, look at the words of Saint Shimon Esther, all the Sfarim say this. Hashivenu avinu l'sor asecha. Tshuva and Torah are interconnected. When a person wants to do tshuva, the main first way to start is by making sure that they have a time set for Torah, time to be able to learn. Like Rabbi Nachman says at the end of Tinyana, someone once came to him and they asked him, you know, to explain, I don't have so much time to learn. I don't have time to learn. So Rabbi Nachman said, you know, the Gemara is going to say, Gemara and Shabbos, Kadosh Baruch is going to ask us one of the six questions, Kavati itim la Torah. The Pasuk says you set a time for Torah. He says the Pasuk in Mishnah says, Keva is a lesson of stealing. Did you steal time for Torah? When you're waiting online, you're on vacation, you're in the airport, whatever it is, you have your headphones, you have your AirPods, whatever it is. Kavati itim Torah, did you make sure to fix yourself to the Torah? Did you make sure to chap a minute here, to be able to think about a Dvar Torah here, like Rav Moshe and the Lubavitch Rebbe were famous, known to be their mouths were always moving when they were walking. It's our job to be, if you always want to be going closer to Bona Shom, you know Purim's around the corner, Purim's Tshuva Me'ahava, according to the Sasemis. If you want to come to Tshuva, it starts with our Talmud Torah. It starts with reconnecting ourselves to Torah Sanigla and Torah Sanistor. What a beautiful idea from the Sasemis, the Or Meir. The Or LaShamayim. Moving on to Din number 3. Din number 3 comes to us from the Pardes Yosef. Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud. Ayomer Hashem Moshe Lech Ela Am Nikidashem Ayom Amachar Chibsus Samosa. Machadosh Baruch Hu charges Moshe to go tell Klal Yisrael that they should prepare themselves. Rashi says Nikidashem Vizimnosam Sheyechinu Atzma Ayom Amachar. They should be prepare themselves and sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. And they should be able to do their clothes, but they have the Shabbos tikkun clothing. Says the Pardes Yosef. What's the deeper connection of these words? Nikidashem Ayom Amachar, that they should sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. He says when it comes to kedusha, we can't just have a mitzvah and the mitzvah's done and the mitzvahs don't change us. Every single time we do a mitzvah, every single time we learn, every single time that we daven, every single time we do a chesed, we ask and we beg the Rabbon Shem, v'kidashtem hayom u'machar, that the kedusha, that the inspiration, that the mitzvah shall last with us today and tomorrow and the day after that. Says as part of Yosef, tishara kedusha gam u'machar, kasher yelchu mikayim v'lo davka b'zman sheshom midrei Torah m'sir. The Rabbon Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klaizer not only just to prepare themselves, but tell them they should be zochah to take every single mitzvah they do, every single Torah that they teach, and live by, and they should take it with them and live with them and put it into their kishkas. It should be part of their souls, it should be part of their DNA, it should be part of their essence. I think Rabbi Nosson of Brussels said on last week's parsha, V'yikach Moshe as Atzmos Yosef Imo. Now Moshe took the Atzmos of Yosef Imo. It doesn't just mean the bones of Yosef, but he took the Midah of Yosef. That Tzadik is able to always awaken that spark within himself to awaken the spark in others as well. And this is the Sefer Achinuch says in Perek and Pemitzah Tezayin, according to our actions, goes our hearts. We have to understand that part of being a Jew is not just doing a mitzvah, but is that we become a changed person. When you take your tefillin off, it's not like you're putz from until the rest of the day. The tefillin is supposed to stay with us the rest of the day. The message of the tefillin is supposed to stay with us the rest of the day. The message of Shabbos candles, the message of Havdalah, the message of Kiddush, the message of davening, that should stay with us. Yeah, the actions, those happen earlier in the day. But the Kedusha, says the part of Yosef, the Kidashtim Hayom Amachar, is supposed to stay with us. Just not just today, but tomorrow and the next day as well. What a beautiful insight from the Pardes Yosef, Rav Nosson, and all the Sarim that tell us when a person does mitzvahs, a person lives a Jewish life, it's not just to be able to do a mitzvah, but to come closer to Bonoshim, to take it and make sure that we become changed people as well. Now finally we get to Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Adin number 4, comes to us from the Shach Ala Torah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzich Mi'aret Mitzrayim. I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu, your God, who took you out of Egypt. Sefer Achinuch tells us this is a mitzvah to believe in the Rabbono Shalom. But says the Shach Ala Torah, why is it that Anochi is Beloshin Yochid? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What's going on over here? Why is Beloshin Yochid? Says the Noam HaMelech, the Shach Ala Torah, a beautiful insight. He tells us, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, because every single Jew felt the Rabbono Shalom on their own level. Every single Yid felt the Rabbono Shalom on their own individual level. At the end of the day, Fisha Kora Lokis Vasagas Yhot Vasuka Shabaram, any home you'll shove it to call them. Ko echa maybe no mesi zosofi kishana rukhini. The more you prepare yourself for the Shekhinah, the more you're able to feel Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all not only true by Matan Torah, that's true in our own lives as well. The more we make ourselves a receptacle, a kli for the Rabbono Shalom, the more we'll feel the Rabbono Shalom as well. At the end of the day, Anuch Yeshem Lakecha, I'm Hashem, your God. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling every single one of us, you want to feel my presence, you gotta make yourself an individual receptacle. You want to feel the Shekhinah, you have to work on yourselves. The more you work on yourself, the more you'll be able to feel the Rabbono Shalom. This is exactly what the Noam HaMelech said in last week's Parsha. I believe it was Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Hey, by the Mun. And was the sixth day, they prepared themselves to be able to have double portion for the next day. Says the Rabbi HaMelech, that all a Jew's job the whole week is to prepare themselves to get to Erev Shabbos and to Shabbos. Why is it that more people feel Shabbos than other people? Because when you live for Shabbos throughout the first five, six days of the week, then you Friday morning, then Shabbos morning, you wake up and you're like, I feel in my panemis. I feel that I'm a different person. But the more you prepare yourself, then you'll be zochah for a whole year Shabbos. And that's exactly what the Shach HaTorah is telling us over here. I'm Hashem, your God. The more you prepare yourself, the individual, then you will be able to feel the kli. It's not only just referring to the Rabbon Shemayim at the Torah, specifically Dom Malach brings that for Shabbos and next week's parasha as well. The more we think about Shabbos, the more we prepare ourselves, the more with Torah and Panimis we're learning throughout the whole week and the Kaddish and the holy life, the more Erev Shabbos and more in Shabbos we'll feel Shabbos Kaddish as well. But the beautiful things of the Shachar Torah, the Dom Malach, moving on to idea number five. Finally, idea number five will end off also with the Rebbe Ramaylach, the last pasuk in the parsha. Lo sala b'malos al mizbechi hashelo sigal arvascha love. When you make my mizbech, says Rebbe Ramaylach, make sure there's no steps there. You should make sure so your nakedness should not show. And Rashi says that you should make sure that there should be a ramp and not steps. Says the Rebbe Ramaylach, what's the deeper idea? The Rebbe Ramaylach is telling us no steps. When it comes to the mizbech, when it comes to bringing karbonos, our job is to feel anova. Our job is to feel like we don't feel like we're gaivadik. Lo sala b'malos means don't. Don't talk about malos means not just the mizbech, but it means yourself. Don't think it's all about you. Realize, because then what happens? Then you're going to come to shtusim, to taivas, and you're going to come into tremendous trouble. How do we serve the Rebbeinu Shem? With a ramp. What's a ramp? And you go up a ramp, you go slowly. You're not going down, you're going up the ramp. Going slowly, realizing you're in the presence of someone special. You're in the presence, going slowly, one step at a time. Rakia kol kavanas chal kavad abori yisbarach yisal yisal v'kol haven. Says the Rebbe Ramech, and that's his last words of Parshas Yisro, the eternal world for Parshas Yisro. What was he telling us? The Rebbeinu Shem at the end of Parshas Yisro, which is the bridge to Parshas Mishpatim, which is still Matan Torah. It's all about anava. It's all about humility. It's all about submission. Don't make sure you don't become a Baal Gaiva. Make sure you don't become an arrogant person. This is exactly what Rav Tzadok HaKohen tells us. V'nafshi ka'ofer l'kol tiyah. We ask HaKadosh Baruch and L'kai Nitzor, make my soul like dust. Then psach b'busar sech. Then open my heart to your Torah. Only once a person has the midah of anava, then they come to the Holy Torah. What a beautiful insight for the Rebbe Ramaylach and Rav Tzadok on the power and the koyach of, and the danger of Gaiva, and the beauty and the incredible asset and midah of anava. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off with the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and the Rav Yoel Gold, where Or HaChaim HaKadosh was telling us, why did he go by Chosin Moshe? The Torah means he could have been Kohen Midian. No, he didn't care about Kohen Midian anymore. He wasn't the king of Midian. Now he's the father of Moshe. Then he had his priorities straight. He had his values. And that's what Rav Yoel Gold said. And he couldn't be 100% in for his students anymore. He was getting busy, Baruch Hashem, with again, bringing Kavod Shemayim and Kiddush Hashem with all these great ma'asim and other projects he's working on. If you're 99% in, you're 100% out. You got to be all in. Our priorities have to be all straight. Sasemes tells us in Yutes Beis. Sasemes told us a beautiful insight. Yisum Refidim, Ayavom Midbar Sinai. Rashi says the same way they came to Sinai with Tshuva. They also left Refidim with Tshuva. And Sasemes tells us that as soon, retroactively, when they came to our Sinai, they came with Tshuva, so too, when they left Refidim, retroactively, because they came closer to the Torah, retroactively, because they did Tshuva there as well. And the same thing is true. When a person learns Torah, they come to Tshuva, and also from last week, we said from the Or LaShamayim, when a person does Tshuva, then there's Zochah to the Torah. Tshuva and Tshuva and Torah are interconnected. They go hand in hand. The third idea was said from the part is Yosef. The part is Yosef had a beautiful insight. The Kiddushim Ayom Machar. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch was telling us, Kedusha, don't just be for day. You have to make sure that it lasts with you. It goes on, it continues with you. And this is exactly what we said in Rabbi Nassim Brasov. Yikach Moshe's Atzmus Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu took the tzumah, he took the bones of Yosef, he took the midah of the tzaddik, the kedusha of the tzaddik. And that's our job, is to take the mitzvahs and we become different people. Like the Sefer Chinuch tells us, a mitzvah tazayin, achapulos and shakos alavavos, according to our actions that affects our hearts. We should make sure that anything holy and every mitzvah we do become different people, holier and happier, and change people every single time we do a mitzvah. The beautiful part is Yosef Nelson, Sefer Chinuch. The fourth idea is from the Shach and the Torah and the Rebbe Melech. Shach Torah says, why does it say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, an individual singular lashon? Because every single person connects to their Rebbeinu Shem according to their preparation, according to their kli, according to their level. And that's our job, is to make ourselves our receptacle, a kli for the Shechina. Like the Rebbe Melech told us about last week's parsha, Vayo Bayom HaShvi, at the end of the day, Chinos HaShashiyavio, the people that prepare themselves the whole week, those are the people with the fear of Shabbos. Those are the Jews who are able to feel Kadosh Baruch Hu. How important is that for the Hachana the whole entire week? We have Shabbos on our minds, we have Bonesh on our minds, and then when we have that on our minds, then our Erev Shabbos and our Shabbos are different as well. Finally, the fifth and final idea, the Rebbe Ramaylach and the Rav Tzadok. We said that last puzzle tells us, look, you can't have steps by the Mizbeach. And Rashi says you have a ramp. Says the Rebbe Ramaylach, Losal Mizbech, make sure you don't become it's all about you. Make sure you don't become a Baal Gaiva. Make sure you have a ramp, one step at a time, realizing you're in the presence of everything for the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything for the Rebbeinu Shem. This is a very appropriate message to end off Yisrael to go to Mishpat and to Matan Torah, v'nafshi karvel kol tia, them psach l'bibisor secha. Once you come to Hanova, v'nafshi karvel kol tia, make my soul like dust, them psach l'bibisor secha. Then we can come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, begging Kadosh Baruch Hu to open up our hearts to the Torah. We should be zochah to have our priorities always Kadosh and always straight. We should be zochah to the Torah and Shuvah and Shuvah and Torah to feel the Rabbanu Shem's presence. And in every mitzvah, can Kedusha in our lives to take the Shechina and Kedusha with us, to be able to make sure we always make ourselves a personal avoda, to make sure that we become growing receptacle receivers for the Rabbanu Shem Shechina, be able to always make sure we have the proper mid of Anava and push away those feelings of Gaivo as we enter in the less than 30 days of Amalek. Amalek is Gematria Ram, which is all about arrogance. We deserve to be like Moshe, like Mordechai, but the mid of Anava, Ezra Hashem, Yisbach Hashem, everyone, a great week of Matan Torah Shkoach.